Welcome back to the More Than Running podcast. I'm your host, Dana Giordano, and this is my first solo episode of More Than Running. I started this podcast back in 2020 when I was running professionally, and my life has changed a lot since then. And I felt like I owed you guys, the listeners of the More Than Running podcast, an update. Where am I? What's been going on? All the questions that I've had for myself that I'm sure maybe you as the listener of this podcast have potentially had at some point. Maybe you found More Than Running through Sidious Mag's channels or through my own TikTok or Instagram. Let's go back to the beginning of why I love running and why this podcast even exists. Maybe I was a little ambitious about going back to the why I love running, but let's talk about this podcast specifically, More Than Running. What does that even mean? This podcast came to be when Chris Chavez, founder of Sidious Mag, sent me a Yeti microphone and it sat unopened on my desk for 3 months. I was running professionally for the Boston Athletic Association, and Chris, I don't know what it was, somehow thought that I liked to talk. I didn't know how to turn on a microphone, and I really didn't know what I wanted to talk about, but I had this sense that I felt like my current experience as a professional athlete wasn't being reflected in the podcast that I was consuming at the time. And since then, I've learned that there's a whole lot of running podcasts that do cover these topics. But for me, I really felt like I had a unique position as a professional athlete that was interviewing other professional athletes, specifically and solely women, to talk about our experiences and who we are off the track. I fundamentally believe that women especially struggle with being solely focused on running. It's not in our nature to be just one thing. And oftentimes when we have this tunnel vision, we don't run very well. I remember back when I was running at Dartmouth, we would go on spring break trips and we went down to Raleigh, North Carolina, and the boys team absolutely loved it. 2 weeks of just training like professionals, and the girls all went crazy. We were so bored. All we wanted to do was get out and be dynamic and be simulated. And the boys were absolutely loving their time in paradise. And I couldn't wait to leave. There was something about being cooped up in an extended stay hotel, and the only time that you were outside was to run, that just never sat right with me. And that is never how I lived my life as a professional athlete. I always balanced running and coaching and podcasting. And when COVID made me live like the professional athlete that just ran and sat around all day, just like the men on my college team like to do, I couldn't stand it. Women in track and field are probably one of the most equally represented gender splits of any sport. We run at the same meets, we travel together in college, we do the same things, and honestly, we are covered within the media often the same amount, and sometimes the women are covered more. So why did I feel like this podcast should only be for women? I wanted this podcast to be a space where we could expand on our stories beyond the most basic of sound bites, where we could talk about the challenges that we're having and the reasons why we can love running and hate it at the same time, and we can love running and want more out of it, and we want to give back to our communities. And I felt like this is a really powerful thing that women in sport do. And that's why I feel like More Than Running has become this platform where I can sit down and speak with a guest for an hour and talk about their motivations and interests and push and try and push the conversation to a new space. It's now been over 60 episodes, many conversations with women over 3 years. And within that time, my life has changed so enormously. the winter of 2020, right before COVID, I was running the best that I ever had. I was recovering from a torn plantar in my left foot from the previous summer when my first professional season, I tore my plantar. It was the worst injury that I'd ever had running. And I had recovered so strongly that I had received, at that point in time, a top 10 ranking in the 3K in the world ranks. Personal best for myself. And I really felt like I had set myself up for a direct path to being a competitor at the 2020 Olympic trials. And I really had no idea at that point how much COVID would change who I am and where my life has gone to date. And I wanted to give you guys a little insight into that and share how I've been connected to the sport of running throughout and why this podcast has had so many different turns and where we go from here. Too long didn't read, I retired from professional track and field. There's a lot more to this story that I'm sure I'll get into at another date, but right now, all you need to know is that after the 2020 Olympic trials, I left the sport feeling pretty broken and uninspired to continue wanting running to be my full-time job. I felt intense pressure of having a contract that was challenging to live on in a major city, being very performance bonused, and suffering injury after injury and being relatively unhappy. And I quit at the Olympic trials. It was quite traumatic. I wouldn't recommend that for anyone. But in hindsight, it was the best thing I ever did for myself because it really made me reflect on why I wanted to be a professional athlete in the first place. And I've had these visions of myself running around that track with an American flag around my shoulder. But as I thought about the amount of work that needed to go into that and all the things I wanted to do in my life outside of running, I no longer felt like I had that clear focus and grit for running to be my full-time sport. And part of that was really sad to realize because at one point when I quit my first job to pursue professional track in the first place, that's all I could imagine. I couldn't imagine a life without running and I couldn't imagine what comes after and what comes next. And for the first time, I really could see it and I wanted more and I wanted to stay. And I didn't really realize how I could stay in the sport but not be running professionally. How could I contribute to this thing that's giving me so much community, so much love, so the challenges, the highs, the lows. And it's something where I've realized that there's a difference between running and training. The act of running is getting out the door, moving your body. Maybe you're running fast, maybe you're running slow, who's to say, but you don't have a plan necessarily. Training is where you have the routine. You have the 7 days a week. You have that, maybe I shouldn't have that drink because I won't sleep well because it'll impact my run the next day. Or shoot, I didn't run 8 hours and I didn't fuel enough. And every single decision of your entire day is focused around training. And that is what I needed to break up with. I needed to break up with this hold that my relationship with running had on me for so many years. And I thought I had to stop running completely to do so. And I realized in several periods of time since I quit professional track in the summer of 2020 and I hadn't been running at all, that I wasn't as happy. And I do love this sport so much and I love running and I love sharing running with people and I enjoy doing races. It can't be as focused as it was. And I can't only interview people who were as focused as I was. And I think there's so much more out there and there's so much more for all of us within this sport. And I see now being on the other side of professional track, witnessing some women going through the same challenges that I went through of when this is your full-time thing and it's not going well, there's nothing else there. And it can be one of the most challenging things in the world, because at the end of the day, if we don't run track and field, we're not saving anyone. This sport has a slight tinge of selfishness in a way, but it's not selfish, the sport, because it makes us better people. I can say that for myself very specifically, that it makes me a better person. And I feel more than running makes me feel connected to this sport, to be able to talk to women and share their stories and stay connected in a frequency with the sport is something I never want to let go of. It's something that has been so entirely rewarding to me over this past year and a half specifically. And it's been challenging to keep up. And I've had a freelance job, a full-time job, contracting with City of Smag. Really balancing my life has been a challenge post-professional track. And I'm sure that could be a solo episode all in itself. But it is within this community that we have built here together that I feel like there is room for these types of conversations. And that's the way I want this podcast to go, to be women jamming out, talking about hard topics and concepts where we can talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, the things we love about running, the things we hate, what we hope from the sport. And that's what I'm looking for in future solo episodes and future guests. I am not looking to hear the same story as I've heard before. And if I'm providing that to you guys, I'm not doing a very good job on this podcast. So the solo episode thing is harder than I expected, but it's really just getting my brain moving of all of the things I want to talk to you about and to continue sharing with this podcast. My favorite way to podcast is in person. And most of the recordings that I've done with More Than Running have been virtual. So in 2023, I'm making a commitment to you guys to pick my microphones up and bring them to running events to do more in-person episodes, because that is where the good stuff happens. The few live events that I've done, specifically with Brooks last year with Julie Cully, and being able to connect with women like Heather McLean on a personal level, one-on-one, that is where I excel. It's where the best conversations happen. And that's something that I'm promising you there will be more of in 2023 with More Than Running. And another new exciting addition to More Than Running is a newsletter extension. On Substack, you can find it at the More Than Running Substack. In the More Than Running newsletter, there will be several topics touched upon each week, what I've thought about on my runs that week, an interesting result, so we can all stay in tune with what's actually going on in the track and field world. Also, what I'm reading and loving to read or listen to. I want this to feel like a virtual book club. So if you have any recommendations there, my next book, I just finished Lauren Fleshman's Good for a Girl, and she'll be coming on the podcast sometime in March. So more to come there. And also some fun gear reviews. This is something that I've done on TikTok and I haven't expanded to other channels. And I'm a secret gearhead at heart. You might not know that, but some fun gear reviews as well. So the More Than Running newsletter will really just be an extension for more diverse topics than the standard podcast episodes. So if you want to get much deeper into the More Than Running universe, I recommend you subscribe. I'll add it to the show notes here as well. If you've made it this far, I can count on you to help me make this podcast and the newsletter the best that they can be, to serve you, the women of the running community. I am also pledging to make this community a space where we can answer questions and be there for each other and continue growing to be a space where women at all levels of running are heard and can learn something from this podcast. In this short little mini episode, It's hard to cover all the topics, but I wanted to root the future of More Than Running in a little bit of storytelling of where the podcast has come from and where I want it to go. So again, thank you for supporting the podcast. And I am so excited for all the running events this year. There's some incredible things on my calendar to continue. I can't wait to keep growing More Than Running as a place where all of us runners can be heard.